But on the line now, I have Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Hello, Gillian. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good.
Okay, just looking at the first item, autumn routines for your pets. So, is there a seasonal impact on animals and pets?
Well, there is. It's the same as us. I mean, we're now thinking, I don't know about you, but this morning was a bit on the old chilly side, and you start thinking about maybe putting on some extra layers and pulling out the woolly socks and thinking, well, I'd better start rooting out my warmer clothes for winter. And it's a bit like that. So we're starting thinking about that. We're thinking about getting our flu shots, taking extra vitamin C's, all the sort of things you think of doing at this time of the year. And it's important to think about our pets as well, because there's a few little things that we just need to be thinking about at this time of the year for the pets. You know, like checking of their beds, you know, clean, dry, if they have a kennel outside. Has it weathered through the summer all right? Does it need a bit of you know, fixing? Does it need some fresh bedding put into it? Does it need to be draft-proofed or moved maybe somewhere else around the garden to not be affected by the bad weather that we're hopefully not going to get in the winter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because a lot of people forget about, especially if they leave their pet outside at night. I don't know if there's too many do now, but if they happen to, the kennels like that, they have to be upkept. Maintenance has to be kept on them as well. But when you were talking...
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you were talking about the chilliness and all like that, I always thought that the way things went with celebrities and all that, with the little clothes they buy for the little dogs and all that sort of carry on, that was just a fashion fad. Is that type of thing is not really necessary, though, is it? It is a fashion fad, isn't it?
There are some dogs that do benefit from wearing, you know, clothes. Some of the smaller dogs that have very thin coats. In some cases, if they're out and about, that some people do decide to put coats on them, especially if they're a dog that's used to being inside with all the central heating on. When they go outside, some people do feel it's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Every single animal is individual. Like, I've got a Lurcher Greyhound cross. Some people who have them, so they feel the cold, and they'll put a coat on them. And in very, very cold weather, I might put a coat on him, but only if I was going for a walk around the block on the lead. If I was bringing him to somewhere I can let him off and let him run, I wouldn't put a coat on him, because he'll keep himself warm with the exercise. So, you know, there would be different reasons for it, but it's not something we'd say to everybody, go out and buy the cute, fluffy little pink jumpers for your dog, because at the end of the day, your dog might not want to wear them. Mm-hmm. And it might not be safe for your dog to wear them, because, you know, if they're left alone, you should never leave your dog alone with anything like that on them.
Yeah.
They could get tangled up and caught in things. So it's very much done on an individual basis with every individual pet.
Okay. Did you say you had a greyhound as a pet yourself?
I have a Lurcher, yeah, a greyhound cross.
Yeah, I heard.
Here in the corner beside me.
I believe that they're an absolutely wonderful pet, a great temperament, and especially if... you know, people like to have pets, no matter where they're living, and in apartments. I believe they're a wonderful pet, and as I say, they're temperament.
They are a great pet. They are great temperament. They're a fantastic pet. Every dog, everyone is different. I kind of thought, well, when I was taking them on, they're great. They like to sleep all day. My son is a bit bold now, but he's very smart, and he's a tendency the minute I step out of the office to start acting a bit of a maggot now when he's with my colleagues. He'll push them around. He'll get them to try and play. You know, he'll be sitting on some of their laps if they let them. So he's a bit of a divil now with things like that. Mm-hmm. And he does actually like a lot of exercise. So it wouldn't be your typical lurcher now. He does like a lot of exercise.
Okay.
He'll give or take. But if you don't get him out for a decent walk, and start running loops around the garden, and my garden's about the size of most people's small bathroom, so it can be a bit funny watching them try to do that.
Okay, now you were talking there, I asked you about the impact of the seasons, but also as well, when you think about the kids only back in school about 3 weeks, and I suppose people don't give much thought, well, the pets that they have are used to now the house being full and lively for 2 months, and all
Absolutely.
Of a sudden it's quiet.
Absolutely,
that has an impact.
True. So the walks they used to get, you know, when maybe you'd be picking the kids up from school and or in the evening time and the kids haven't got much homework and the dog was still getting out for a walk or having a bit of play. Now the evenings are getting darker and the kids' activities are starting up again, especially things at the weekends and the evenings. The dogs get forgotten about a little bit. It's kind of the more important things to do. So we've all our GAA or our soccer and our hockey training on a Saturday and birthday parties in the afternoon, and Sunday all everybody wants to do is sit around the house in their pyjamas and watch telly. that's not something that dogs, you know, dogs like to get out for a bit of a walk. So mm-hmm. it is important to do that, definitely. So just make sure we don't forget about them. The other important thing is it's a good time of the year to stop and think about their vaccinations. Have they, you know, is their vaccinations up for renewal? Do they need their flea treatment and their worm treatment? You know, have they been neutered yet? Are their microchip details all up to date? So there's a lot of bits and pieces. It's worth just checking, taking mm-hmm. 5 minutes to check their vaccination charts and when they were last wormed or depleted, and, you know, just have a good look. And
is that would that be an annual thing, some of the vaccinations, Gillian?
Yeah, the vaccinations are every year, so okay. it's always good to remember what time of the year, and you shouldn't let them go too far beyond the date where they're due, because then you may have to start the set of vaccinations all over again. So it's good to keep it on the calendar and remember this is the week we have to get their booster done. So there's no harm in that, because the last thing you want to do is suddenly realize you're going away on holidays and the dog's booked into the boarding kennels and, oh, I haven't got his vaccinations done, and the kennels won't take him for mm-hmm. a certain number of days if he's done straight away. So there are things to do. And it's the defleeing, the deworming, and the general health checks.
Okay.
No harm getting them a good health check as well. So.
Okay. Just and finally, just to ask you, like, as you said there, I said there are people, kids back in school, and they're used to all the activity during the 2 months when the kids are off and things quieten down a little bit. But still and all, even people that maybe just a couple or person living on their own have pets and they're out. Is there any tips for distractions for animals when they're left on their own for a good few hours a day, maybe up to 6 hours a day? Some people say leave the radio, the TV on.
Better off not to leave them. Yeah, the radio, listen to yourselves now, of course. But, I mean, they do like the talk shows as much as the music, so it's good okay. to have something on they can listen to. No, they do. The dogs like the talk shows. We find the cats quite like the classical sort of music.
Okay.
So they're good to put that on anyway. You know, absolutely. And ideally, you don't want to leave them for too long on their own. So if they're going to be alone for a long time, maybe get a neighbour just to drop in and check in on them, or give them something, a nice chew toy, but something that they you know, are safe to use on their own is mm. always a good thing. But if you leave them too long on their own, you've always got to remember they can't keep their legs crossed forever. They're mm. going to have to go at some point, so don't leave them too long, otherwise you may come back to some unpleasant surprises in the place.
And you can't
absolutely.
And you can't really complain about it, yeah. Okay, we're going to, the next time you're on in a few weeks, we're going to be talking about Halloween, because I just noticed this year, for the first time, I don't know what it's like over where you are, but the last 2 years have been relatively quiet for bangers and all like that, but this year, for some reason, I don't know what it's... the economy's getting better and people can afford them again or not, but they've happened earlier this year from the beginning of August. You're hearing
definitely.
The bangers now.
You are hearing the bangers going a long, long time now. I've been hearing the last 3 or 4 weeks near where I'm living, and it's true. There's a lot of extra stuff. So, yeah, we'll have a chat properly about it next week, about all the sort of things just to watch out for at Halloween time, and also, you know, things to be careful of with pets. So we'll have a chat next in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gillian. It's been a pleasure talking
Thanks
to you. Thank you.
That.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.